Okay, sounds like we're being recorded. Again, I want to welcome everybody to the call tonight. I'm so excited. We got a great call lined up, something that a topic that I think is so important to everybody on this call, as well as all your friends and family members and colleagues and everyone else around. And that is, as many of you saw the email, warning signs of acidity. And so I'm going to go into those in detail. I want to first of all introduce myself. My name is Shan Stratton. I'm owner of Core Health Products. We host these calls, what had been every other Tuesday night, for going on 4 years now. Tonight we're going to introduce a little bit of a different format to you from this point going forward. I think that you're all going to be excited to hear about our new format. We seem to be getting more and more people coming on these calls and a lot more questions coming in during the week and month on what our topics are. So we've spent some time as a staff going over what would be the best format to get this information out there to truly be able to fulfill our mission, folks, which is to enhance and enrich that quality of life for millions of people worldwide by providing not only the products and the tools, but the education that is necessary to live a truly alkaline lifestyle. And we do much of our education through these calls, as well as educational events that I speak at across the country and other countries as well. And we also do a lot of our education through books and CDs. We also do a lot of our education online on both Facebook and other mediums as well. So In our attempt to provide even more solid, research-backed, evidenced information, we've looked at a new format, and that's what I want to introduce to you guys first of all tonight, is what that new format's going to look like, and then there are some specific things that I'm going to ask from you all in support of what we're doing here. But to do that, to lay out this format for you guys, I actually assigned Chris Bailey. Many of you know Chris, one of our top people in the company. He takes care of the entire order department, our customer service department, and he is the project manager on this new format. So I've asked him to come on and spend about 3 or 4 minutes on getting you just what this format is going to look like. And then you'll have a better idea, and I think you're all going to like it, and we'll follow up on that in just 1 second. So, Chris, are you with us?
I am. Can you hear me?
Hear you perfectly, man. I appreciate you taking time, and I also want to take a second to publicly say how much I appreciate all of your work and your efforts. Your department runs unbelievably smooth. I have a phenomenal staff, and I appreciate and thank each and every one of them. But Chris, thanks for taking on this project, and share with the listener, like I said, 3 or 4 minutes on what this new format's going to look like and really why we chose to do this new format.
Sure. Well, you know, I'll start off quickly by making sure everybody knows off the bat. We will be taking a little bit of a change from that every other week, and we'll explain that. So the every other week conference call is going to switch a little bit. So, and I think it's for very good reason and a good focus. So, and I sort of changed that term to from format to our focus for the month. And we are very excited to announce this new monthly focus. Because part of our mission statement is to provide the education, the tools to empower you to take healthcare into your own hands, this new focus came about. And so each month we're going to take one topic only, whether that's alkaline water, inflammation, you know, from various different things, from weight loss to enzymes, whatever the topic may be that's going to be very niche for that month, we're going to focus on that for that whole entire month. And we're going to be sharing all the latest research, all the latest education that's going to help you and your family make the most educated decisions, you know, regarding your health. And that, so we're really excited about that, that very niche focus each and every single month. We'll have from our website at corehealthproducts.com, we're going to have a blog section on there that's going to house very different blogs from so many different experts. We already, like I said, in the pre-warm-up to this call, we have some from Dr. Vickers and some from some of these other top doctors out there. We'll have some things from, hopefully in the future, from Dr. McKnight and Horst Filter, some of the alkaline experts, as well as some fitness experts. So we're going to have so many different guest blogs. We got a great blog team here at the company that's going to be revealing a lot of stuff. From that standpoint, we're going to be taking to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram with so much third-party education that we're going to be revealing the latest, research, all that stuff. We're also going to be doing a lot of product giveaways on Facebook, on Twitter, those types of things. So always follow us for that latest stuff to find those freebies that we're going to be giving away, different books from Shan, different DVDs from Shan, as well as something new that we have coming up, and also recipes. A lot of things that get shared on Facebook are recipes, and we have some unbelievable raw experts that we work with here that can reveal some unbelievable recipes, whether it be for inflammation, whether it be for just getting kids to eat healthier. So we're going to be revealing all that stuff each month, one topic, so we're super excited about that. And then at the end of that every month, we're going to cap it off with an informative educational conference call like we always do, and we're going to have those top experts from a variety of different fields, from alkaline water experts to alkaline experts in general. We're going to have so many different people that are going to be helping us and assisting us in this mission of our new focus. And then we're going to cap all that conference call off with a great product special each month. So very excited about that. So you'll have all the tools, all the resources that you will need for you and your family to make that best decision on taking health care into your own hands. So that is our promise to you. So we are very excited to do that. And I think that's pretty much the new focus, Shan. Any questions? Or?
Well, let me clarify on a couple of things, guys. Chris is he's in charge of the implementation of this, but with that focus of a specific topic that we're going to do our conference call on, we're going to that once a month, as he said, but we're going to start on the very first day of the month with a Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those mediums. We're gonna let everybody know what that topic is going to be. And then the second and third and fourth and fifth day, every day of the week, building up to that conference call, there's going to be maybe it'll be an email blast. And all of this is completely scripted out. So as long as you're following us on our Facebook page and you maybe you subscribe to our Twitter or our any of those other Instagram or whatever else, you'll be updated with not only just information about the call, but details and research and studies and all of those things. So we're going to be using all the mediums available to us, day one, day two, day three. My commitment is, and again, all this is already scripted out, but on either like the fifth or sixth day of the month, I'll do a short video that's going to be going out both on Facebook and in email form so that everyone will see some of the highlights about what that topic's going to be. Maybe it'll be a testimonial from one of the professional athletes that we work with in how we've addressed inflammation. Week two, then again, we're going to have a very strong blog that's going to come out from experts. And there's a systematic approach that we're going to take so that by the time we do that conference call, folks, at the end of the month, you as the listener should have all of the data and the research and everything else that we can provide you to be able to have and understand how and why alkaline ionized water is going to make a difference in your life, how consuming alkaline greens are going to make a difference in your life, how consuming fruits and vegetables and raw grains and getting away from genetically modified organisms, the GMOs, and all of those things, so that on that call, It's my goal that at the end of that month, that each and every one of our listeners has a complete understanding of not only what the issue is in America, but how we address it, and then how we share that with our friends and our family members and all those else that that need to hear this information. Folks, I know that you all are on this call and do what you do because you believe the same way that I do, and that is that we cannot keep heading in the direction that we're heading. I know that we all on this call have that same central belief that if we do the same thing today that we did yesterday, we're going to have the same problem tomorrow that we have today. Folks, I'm here to say that we have some major, major health issues and problems in America today, and I believe that much of them begin with and end with acidity or an imbalance of our pH. So that is my commitment and our company's commitment to you is making sure that you clearly understand what the issue is from our perspective and the expert's perspective and how and what we need to do to address them so that at the end of the day we can truly say we've made a difference in the lives of millions of people. That's what our goal is and that's what our commitment is. Now, my request to each one of you real quickly is when we send these things out on Facebook or on Twitter or on Instagram or whatever it is, I'm going to ask you to please share those articles with others if you agree with them. Don't just read them yourself. Share it with friends and family members. Like the article. Invite other friends and family members to like it on Facebook and follow us on Facebook. We're asking for your help to bring people to the dance. My commitment is to teach them how to dance. I might not be able to get them there, but if you'll get them there, I'll teach them as much as I possibly can from our perspective. So I hope that that is clear to everybody what our goal is, what our layout is, what our new guidelines are so that we can truly say that we're educating people. So with that, anything that I've forgotten, Chris?
I think that is it. I think we're ready for this new focus and super excited.
Okay. Now, with that, guys, let's get to the meat of the call. And that is, as our topic suggests, warning signs of acidity. There are so many different various warning signs and so on. I'm going to point out 5 or 6 specific warning signs and some of the causes behind them, and then of course, what we can do to address them and alleviate many of them. As I said, beginning of this year, so about a month ago, a month and a half ago, we changed even our mission statement to close out by saying that our mission statement is to enhance and enrich the quality of life of millions of people worldwide, providing the products, services, and education necessary to live an alkaline lifestyle. Living an alkaline lifestyle is so important to me, and I've learned that importance mostly over the past 2 or 3, 4 years, that I thought it important enough to even change our mission and our focus. And so with that, let me share that as I go through this information tonight, I hope you understand the passion by which I share this with. It's not about selling product per se. It's not about building platforms. It is about sharing a message that is impactful to the masses. Now, let me also be clear, when we get extremely fanatic and deep into the body's pH and improving the alkalinity of the body, we always get that person or those people that say, well, wait a minute, you can't affect the pH of the body. It stays at 7.365. Let me clarify. The blood is 7.365. The pH of tissues throughout the body have varying different pHs, and there are specific tissues in the body that are intended to be slightly alkaline that when they become acidic, they are more susceptible to disease. So our goal is not to change the pH of the blood. Our goal is to balance the pH of the tissue sites within the body. Now, that there is a close correlation with the blood, though, and I say that to say that the blood, being the lifeline of the body, is very, very sensitive at 7.365. Okay, now if you break that out, and I share this because sometimes someone may not understand exactly how detailed the 0.365 is. That's the number 7.3 tenths, 36 hundredths, or 365 thousandths. Okay? And the reality is the blood is so sensitive that if we alter that 36 one-hundredths by even as few as 3 or 4 or 5 one-hundredths, it can affect our health dramatically. Beyond that, if we were to affect that pH by 1 or 2 or 3 tenths, that can be the difference between life and death. Now, I don't say that to scare people. I say that to say, here we are with the blood of the body saying, I am so sensitive that you cannot alter me, or I can't be altered beyond 2 or 3 or 4 tenths without dramatic effects. And here we are nonchalantly saying, as important as that is, tenths of a point, we're out here looking at swings of 6 and 7 complete full whole numbers. And what I mean by that is our body is intended to be slightly alkaline, yet we day after day consume liquids that are 2, 3 on the pH scale, 3.5, 4.5, folks, 3.5 and 4.0, that swing all the way up to 7 or 8 or 9, those are dramatic, okay? So, again, I'm not saying that we're changing the pH of the blood, but I want you to understand that what we are doing is supporting those mechanisms that allow the blood to stay at 7.365. And what happens is, as our acidity begins to rise, okay, and if that blood starts getting a little bit, even slightly, changing 2 or 3 hundredths of a point, the blood starts saying, whoa, 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 I've got a mechanism in place. I was created in a supreme way to have a buffering system. So I'm just going to take a few of these alkalizing minerals, bring it into the bloodstream, and whammo, bammo, I'm back to 7.365. Okay? But those minerals, folks, are taken from somewhere. And if we don't have them readily available, and that shift of the pH is up and down, acid, 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 more minerals, more minerals, more minerals, the body then has to start robbing more and more and more of those minerals. Typically, they can just get it from the foods we consume, from tissue sites, things like that. But eventually, after we've affected this pH so many times that we've started depleting those mineral contents, we start getting older in age, and now the body says, wait, we're not getting enough just from the foods and just from the storage, so now I'm going to have to start robbing some of those most alkalizing minerals from the bones and the organs of the body, often referred to as osteoporosis. Okay? We don't want that. But the body, again, is saying, I've got a system in place, but if you're going to affect it dramatically, my system is not intended to do that 3, 4, 5, 6 times a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. So now, once it starts robbing those minerals, now it starts saying, okay, now wait a minute, I can't just keep robbing minerals, but you're not doing anything to fix the problem. You're still drinking carbonated drinks. You're still drinking acidic drinks. But as importantly, you're consuming foods that have been cooked or processed, which cause a spike in acid production faster, more dramatic than a carbonated drink. This is happening day after day after day. Now the body is saying, as I was mentioning, well, I can't keep robbing more minerals from the bones. So now let's go on to step number 2, which means that let's try and catch some of these, and I'm paraphrasing, of course. Let's kind of catch some of these acids, and let's wrap them in something so that they can't be negative to the body. They can't be damaging to the body. Now, what this is, these are acids that are being surrounded with fat as an insulator. So what's going to happen if the body gets to that point later in life, more often than not, that we're saying, I can't keep robbing the minerals, so let's go on to step number two, which is let's surround these acids with fat, and or let's insulate these organs in our body with fat so those acids don't have as a negative effect. Okay, my heart is extremely important, so if I pack enough fat around it, then that high acidity that you keep hitting me with is not going to be as damaging. We refer to that as fatty tissue of the organs, fatty liver. We refer to that as obesity. We refer to that as weight gain. The body holding on to and storing fat because, heaven forbid, if you keep giving acid, I've got to keep having storage of fat to not neutralize, but to wrap those fats up so that they can not do as much damage. Now, I like to use the analogy of if you're inside your house, and it's hard for me to use this since I'm in Arizona, but I know most everybody else across the country, it's easy to understand this. If you're in your house and it starts to get a little bit colder, okay, first thing you want to do is you want to put more layers of clothes on. You want to insulate that body with things, and you put more and you put more on, and then you realize, you know what, I'm just going to go turn up the heater. So you go over and you move that heater a little bit, and it starts warming up. As soon as that starts warming up, what's the first thing you do? You start saying, okay, I'm good. I can release some of this insulation, some of these layers of clothing. Folks, it's the same principles within our body. Our body is smart enough to know that once it's gone far enough down that system of can't rob any more minerals, so that's getting dangerous, I can't keep doing that, so it insulates our organs and surrounds fat. If you will change your body's pH from acidic to more towards alkaline, your body will be able to release many of these fats. That's one of the main reasons why we often say that obesity and the body fat issues are acid-based. You cannot hardly drop body fat without alkalizing the body. Sometimes people say, well, yeah, all you got to do is eat fruits and vegetables. Okay, fruits and vegetables. Do you think they're alkalizing or acidic? Huh, they're alkalizing to the body. Change the pH of your body if you want to drop body fat. Thirdly, now the body is saying on its third stage, okay, I've robbed all the minerals I can rob. Man, I've packed as many of my organs with fat around it to protect it. I've grabbed as much acid as I can, and I packed fat around that so it can't be damaging to the body. Golly, I'm getting worn out here. Now the body is saying, as a last-ditch effort, now I'm going to start putting that acid, start trying to pack it in areas that's not so noticeable, if you will. Okay, much like in your homes. Okay, as your home gets more and more and more stuff inside of it or cluttered, you start finding yourself putting stuff back away a little bit. Maybe it's in the bottom of this closet, and then there's an attic, and I'm going to pack a few things up here so no one can see it there. And you start packing stuff away, your body does the same thing. It starts saying, I'm still being overrun with this acid. When are you going to give me a break? So the body at this point starts packing it in these areas that most often turn out to be injured joints and injured muscle, also referred to as arthritis, also referred to as fibromyalgia, also referred to as gout. Okay, all of these issues are acid-based. This is a step-by-step progress or procedure that the body goes through. It has a natural buffering system, but it cannot handle day after day after day of doing what you're doing, so it goes to step two, robbing minerals. Step three, packing fat. Step four, packing those acids in areas that might not be as noticeable or damaging to everyday function. Arthritis, joints, packing it in those areas. So that's the process that takes place. So if you want to improve the quality of your life, it must start with balancing the pH of the body. I didn't say blood because it's going to stay pretty much balanced regardless of what you do. If you want to change the health of your body, change the pH of the other areas and the tissues throughout. So, having said that, let me now go into what some of those real symptoms or signals, warning signs, what the call is really about. First and foremost is as our acidity begins to grow, and almost always it is caused from the foods we consume and the liquids that we drink, one of the first things that you're going to experience is you're going to experience acid reflux, heartburn, indigestion, an increase in esophageal cancers. Do you realize that throat cancer is one of the fastest growing cancers in America today? And I absolutely know, I believe with all of my heart, that there's that direct correlation, because over-the-counter antacids are at that same progression. They are both the top of their categories, and I believe that it's because of that acid that we are causing to be built up day after day from the foods we eat and the drinks that we drink. And that acid is causing a tissue that's not intended to be acidic, the esophageal lining, and that is promoting an increase in cancer and disease and illness and sickness and deterioration. Balance your pH, and you can, in fact, balance your health. Okay. Second, the strong symptom is a buildup of candida or yeast. Now that does not mean, I'm not sitting here saying that you have a yeast infection. I'm saying that male and or female, an increase in acid increases that bacterial growth. We see it in forms of topical candida, okay? Things like athlete's foot, skin conditions, or just dry patches of skin, dry scalp, psoriasis. There's so many to list here. Eczema, acne. Acne is another one that is almost always a sign of acid / candida or bacteria growth. And then the interesting thing is that acid causes these symptoms, and these symptoms are also, when you see these symptoms, it's because of acid. Okay, they go hand in hand. And when we're talking about a yeast overgrowth, guys, we're talking also about things like bad breath. Okay, if you have continual bad breath, that's a candida. That's a bacterial growth. In almost every case, bad odor from sweating. Some people can sweat and they don't smell. Okay, other people sweat and they stink like crazy. So much of that is because of acidic toxicity and a buildup of candida. Now, the scary part about that as well is candida, or bacteria, it feeds on itself. It's self-perpetuating. So every time, or from the very, very beginning, when you have even the smallest, tiniest overgrowth of bad bacteria from that carbonated drink you had, or from that antibiotic that you took, or from that cooked or processed food that you consumed, or from that sugary drink, or whatever it is, that bad bacteria, if you don't have enough probiotics to kill that bad bacteria, folks, it is going to feed off itself. It is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and spread further and further and further. And now, eventually, you have an overgrowth that is going to be very difficult to manage or take care of. We're seeing it all across the world. Bacterial overgrowth internally, or yeast overgrowth, candida overgrowth, is, I believe, a symptom of acidity. Balance the body's pH, and we're going to talk about exactly how to do that in a minute. You will find an improved health. Okay, the things that I've talked about here, these aren't little things. These aren't just little symptoms like, oh, I felt a little weird today. We're talking about things that alter your life. Esophageal cancers, or gastroesophageal reflux disease, or reflux disease, or and some of the other things I was talking about, the psoriasis, the whatever the case might be, they are life-altering. Get back to health and energy and vitality, and we can do that. Okay. Another symptom, symptom number three, is clogged digestion. Now, you may say, well, wait a minute, you just talked about acid reflux, heartburn, and all those things, and that's a digestive issue. These are two completely different things. When I'm talking about clogged digestion, I'm talking about clogged digestion. I'm talking about things like constipation. I'm talking about things that that cause weight gain and bloating and so on. See what happens and how that's tied together. You think, well, how's that tied with acidity? Here it is. Okay, as we increase our acidity, our digestive abilities are depleted. I go into great detail on that in my upcoming book. It's coming out on March 15th, but we go into great detail of how increased acidity lowers enzymatic action or digestive abilities. Now, once that happens, these undigested foods, as they move down through the system, the body starts constipation and other issues, and packing these folds in the lower GI with undigested forms of food or substrate. Well, the worst part of that is you need to understand that, and many of you have heard me say time and time and time and time again, nutrient utilization is more important than just nutrient consumption. Just because you consume healthy food does not mean that you are going to be healthy. You've got to absorb and utilize them. How does that happen? First, the nutrients must be broken down with enzymatic action. But secondly, is throughout this GI tract, throughout this tube that goes through the body, there are little finger-like like finger-like hairs, if you will, okay? And these little finger-like hairs are called villi. And all of these villi, all the billions and billions and billions of them, they all cover the surface area of our small intestine, okay? And throughout the small intestine, if our foods are not broken down and not digested, they start getting packed into these folds. And that starts bending over or crinkling, whatever you want to call it, these villi. And the villi, their responsibility is to uptake nutrients from the small intestine. That's where the nutrition is provided. That is the conduit from the tube of the body into the actual tissue sites of the body. And when we start having those issues because the acid was too high, the foods are not digested, it starts packing and reducing the ability of those villi to uptake the nutrients. Therefore, the symptoms that we get from that are things like malnutrition. Now, you may say, well, I'm not malnourished. Folks, I will tell you, I believe we are a country that is overfed and undernourished because the nutrients are not being taken up, utilized within the body. As we reduce that nutrient utilization, again, due to acidity and reduction in acid or digestive enzymes, we see things like fatigue. That's another major problem that we see with the lack of digestion or clogged digestion. Difficult building muscle. Folks, if you can't nourish the body, you certainly aren't going to be able to build muscle, which affects metabolism. We're going to see things like fibromyalgia, some of the other major symptoms of clogged digestion, irritable bowel syndrome, digestive discomfort in the lower GI, such as gas and bloating, leaky gut syndrome. I know I'm forgetting a lot of them, but these are some of the things that we're going to notice. And again, it is self-feeding in this situation. Undigested food is almost always caused from high acidity, and vice versa, high acidity is fed by undigested food. Many of you have heard me talk about and even give demonstrations online on our Facebook page where you absolutely, most of you on this call would never drink a carbonated drink because you've seen how acidic it is. Folks, I'm telling you that undigested food cause a spike in acid production at a more dramatic rate and more damaging to the entire GI of the body than any carbonated drink. Increased digestion is as important to balancing pH as drinking alkaline water, and you all know I'm a huge alkaline water, ionized water fan. I do not go without it. I don't drink anything other than that. But don't think that that's the end-all, be-all. We're going to talk about that more in just a few minutes, okay? The next symptom or the next warning sign is increase in body fat. Okay? I hit on most of that already, but again, if our body is acidic, let me rephrase that. When our body is acidic, when we drink that carbonated drink, when we drink that sugary drink, when we eat that sugary food, when we consume that cooked or processed meal, whether it be a Big Mac or a Whopper, which many of you are saying, ooh, I don't eat that stuff, or whether it be a grilled chicken breast with wheat bread, if that food or that drink cannot be broken down and digested in a form properly available for burning, it causes a massive acid secretion. When that acid begins to rise, one of the first things that happens, here again, one of the primary symptoms is the body gains weight. Because it is saying to itself, ooh, this acid is damaging, it's detrimental, and it's going to cause a lot of problems, and my heart and my liver and my pancreas and my other organs are way more important than anything else, so I'm going to pack as much fat as I can around these organs. Folks, we know that by balancing the pH, we can see people drop massive amounts of body fat in a short period of time, not necessarily because they burned that fat, but because simply the body has been able to say, like you did when you had those multiple blankets around you and the temperature started coming back up, your body starts to say, oh, okay, I can start releasing some of these layers of protection against my organs because I'm not so concerned about that massive acidity. I go back again. Balance the body's pH. I mentioned in my book that balancing the body's pH is probably the most important or impactful thing or activity to our health. It is the thing that we've got to focus on. And it's interesting, being in this industry, folks, for over 20 years, I haven't gotten this fanatic and this dramatic and this excited about knowing with a clarity that we can improve the quality of people's life by changing their pH. It's the first and foremost. And for the first 17 years of my career, all I had was to be able to change their diet and provide them with digestive enzymes and probiotics. And that's the address that we took. That's the approach that we took. Now we have a complete system, and I address every bit of that in my book. It starts with the alkaline ionized water. I'm going to briefly touch on it here in just a few more minutes. I want to hit the last two real warning signs of acidity. The next one that I want to point out is how we start seeing those areas of our bodies starting to hurt. Okay, you know where I'm going with that, the arthritis, the osteoporosis, the aching joints, the fibromyalgia, the gout. Okay, what happens is, as I said, is when that acidity begins to rise, one of the first symptoms, one of the first warning signs is you're going to feel it in your joints. Folks, if you've got aching joints, most of you will probably say, well, yeah, it's because I'm getting up there in age and there's a lot of miles on this old body. Absolutely not. We do not have to accept a painful day. We do not have to accept that your knees are going to ache because you're 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years old. You do not have to accept that, well, my fingers are going to have a little gout in them, but I'm getting up there in age, so that's just a part of the process. No, it's not. It's a part of the acidic process. If you're okay with the acidic process, then keep doing it. But if you're not, then understand that as you cause acids to rise in the body starts creating what are called uric crystals, uric acid crystals. And with that increase of acidity and that increase of uric acid crystals, we see a massive increase in achy joints, arthritis, joint pain, fibromyalgia, gout, all the things that I just mentioned. Uric acid crystals are what are relatively heavy. They float, if you will, and settle in the extremities, the hands and the feet. You want to reduce your feet and hand pain. You want to reduce that fibromyalgia aching. You want to reduce the arthritis and things like that. I'm not saying it's an end-all, be-all. I am saying that it's a beginning from, it started from, acid increase, an imbalance of the pH. Get the pH back in balance. Your body does not have to go through those symptoms of saying, man, I can't keep handling this acid. I'm going to have to start crystallizing some of it. I'm going to have to start packing some of it in the joints because I can't keep handling all of it. Lastly, oxidation. That is certainly not any more important or any less important than any of the other five that I talked about. But oxidation, let me put it this way. Fat is oxidizing. Acid is oxidizing. Oxidation is aging. If we increase our acid, it almost always increases our fat. And in almost every circumstance, increased acid ages the body. Increased fat ages the body. Oxidative stress is killing to America. And so much of oxidative stress is centered around the pH. Most anybody with much knowledge knows that a stressful situation, a stressful day at work, aged you. Why? Because in stressful situations, acid is produced. Acid is produced in a stressful situation, and it is oxidizing. It is damaging to the tissues in the neck and the back and the knees and everywhere else that hurts at the end of the day after that stressful situation. Because the body has been oxidized by that acid increase. I would be willing to bet most every person on this call, if you went out tomorrow and consumed an increased amount of carbonated beverage or increased or ate a big steak without digesting it, you are going to see an increase in joint pain. You're going to notice a tightening of the muscles and other things because of the oxidative stress because of that acid increase. Folks, it really is not that hard to put together. And I am so fortunate and so blessed that I've been in this industry long enough and then have been recently, the past 3 or 4 years, introduced to other aspects of improving the pH of our body through alkaline water. That's really what made me start looking deeper into exactly what we're talking about. How do we change our mission statement so that we help people live an alkaline lifestyle? How do we point out the negative effects, the warning signs of acidity, and then how do we provide an answer? And I hope that I've laid those warning signs out in a way that every single person on this call can clearly recognize that we are seeing every one of these 6 things that I pointed out, every one of them, we are seeing more and more and more and more in America. There's more acid reflux and esophageal cancer and GERD disease. There's more constipation and clogged digestion, which causes malnutrition. There's more body fat. Okay, higher percentages of body fat. There's more cholesterol and triglycerides, okay, because of acidity. We're seeing a massive overgrowth from candida and those yeast overgrowths. We're seeing that in forms of skin issues and athlete's feet and yeast infections, more so now than ever before in history, yet we're cleaner than we've ever before been in history. We're seeing the joint discomfort more than ever before. The arthritis, the osteoporosis, the gout, all those things that I talked about, and we're seeing the aging process aging faster than ever before in history. Folks, all 6 of these things that we just talked about, all 6 of them, I hope that it is emblazoned in your mind how dramatic and life-threatening, dangerous, and damaging they are to us and to our society. And it starts with the imbalance of the body's pH. I've shared the things and the symptoms, the warning signs. I've shared all of those with you. And as I do in my book and our my upcoming book, folks, I hope that each and every one of you get a chance to read it, because I go through in detail what are causing the acid issues, and then how do we fix those issues. And as an overview, I want to share with you the three simple steps to balancing or giving the body a massive boost of alkalinity and working towards that alkaline lifestyle. Okay? If you consume acid drinks, you are most likely acidic. We all agree. I think everybody on this call especially understands that carbonated drinks and sugary drinks and sports drinks and beers and alcohols and things like that are acidic, and it causes an increase in acidity, and the body is more acidic. But don't stop there. Do not allow yourself to say, well, I'm just going to change to alkaline water and I'm done. I'm good. I'm alkaline. That's not true. Folks, if you are consuming cooked and or processed foods, healthy or unhealthy, without supplementation of digestive enzymes, whether they're mine or anybody else's, this isn't about selling my product, this is about education. If you're consuming cooked and or processed foods without supplementing the digestive enzymes that were killed in that cooking or processing, you are acidic. I don't care how much alkaline water you're drinking, I don't care how much you meditate or anything else, undigested foods cause an acid increase, an acid spike at a faster rate and more dramatic than almost anything else that you can possibly do. Breaking our foods down, digestive enzymes and probiotics. Again, I believe we have the best line of enzymes and probiotics out there, but get some from somewhere. Okay? If you are not, if you are consuming sugary foods, sugar is one of the most acid-producing things that there are. If you're drinking, say, alkaline water, or if you're taking digestive enzymes, but you're gorging on sugary foods, you are acidic. You cannot say, well, I take my enzymes and I drink my water, but I'm gonna eat excessive amounts of sugar and I'm gonna be alkaline. It doesn't work that way. Acid is extremely strong, guys. It's extremely damaging. It's extremely, I don't know the exact word, but it doesn't go away easily. These are steps that you need to take every day. Make sure that you're consuming ionized alkaline water every single day. Every day. That should be your number one most important thing, is to fill your body with alkaline ionized water every day. Because not only is it alkalizing and helps reduce the acid, but it's also very anti-oxidizing. It addresses that oxidative process that we talked about. That is an absolute must. I have it. My family has it. Every member of my family drinks alkaline ionized water, and I wouldn't allow it any other way. Second thing that you've got to do is you have to consume alkalizing foods. Now, what does that mean? That means that you look at what are the most alkalizing forms of nourishment that there is. And ironically, they happen to be, fortunately or unfortunately, however you want to look at it, primarily vegetables. The plants are very alkalizing. Things like alfalfa and wheat, wheatgrass and chlorella and sea kelp and broccoli and cabbage and spinaches, and those are alkalizing. So you need to be consuming every single day an alkalizing greens superfood. Now, many of you know, and if you don't know, that was our newest product. It's called Core Greens. It has 14 separate different alkalizing greens, 100% organic, 100% gluten-free, non-GMO, no sugars, grown 100% in the U.S. soils. Okay, this greens product, folks, I formulated not based upon nutritional values of each ingredient, but more importantly, it's formulated based upon the alkalizing properties of each of those ingredients. In one serving of our Core Greens, guys, one serving, you'd get more vitamin A than 12 broccoli spears. You'd get more calcium, for instance. Calcium is one of the most alkalizing minerals, if not the most alkalizing mineral. You get more calcium in one serving of Core Greens than in five whole complete bananas. A lot of talk about vitamin C and vitamin K and iron. More vitamin C than 20 cherries. More vitamin K than 24 strawberries. Okay? I will say that I would put our core greens up against any other greens in the marketplace. Not to say theirs are bad, but because it was formulated to look at the alkalizing properties first and foremost. If you are consuming foods that are not alkalizing, then most likely they are acidic or acidifying. Cooked and processed foods, okay? Foods that are cooked and processed, even if they might be alkalizing in raw form, let's take broccoli. If we consume broccoli or cauliflower or spinach or anything else that is extremely alkalizing, you cook and or process that food, you consume that food, your body says, oh, you cooked it, yeah, the nutrients are here, but there are no enzymes to digest this food, therefore it causes the body to secrete acid. To compensate for the lack of enzymes, you've defeated your purpose. You've defeated the purpose of the reason you're consuming that alkalizing vegetable in the first place. Every day, ionized alkaline water, alkalizing green superfood. I believe we have the best, but if you have a greens product that is out there that's 100% organic and all of those things that I just talked about, gluten-free and non-GMO and no sugar added and all of that, make sure you just get a good greens, nothing else added. Enzymes should not be added. Probiotics should not be added. Vitamins should not be added. It should be from rich enough soils and in their raw forms that nothing else should be added. It alters the formula. It alters the functioning of the substrate on its own. Thirdly and lastly is alkalizing supplementation. And you know that what I mean by that, enzymes, probiotics, and amino acid or chelated minerals. Provide the body daily with the minerals that it needs to alkalize the blood so that it can stay at the 7.365. Enzymes and probiotics, make sure that those hair-like villi are active, that they're uptaking nutrients. The enzymes make sure that the nutrients are broken down for uptake and for utilization. Guys, I don't think that I can get any more emphatic, dramatic, excited, I don't know what the word is, but in my entire career, I can honestly say that I believe we as a group, as a core health products group, as a alkaline water group, as a congress, as whatever group you want to call it, we are in a better position. We have the products and the tools available than ever before in history to provide people with an alkaline lifestyle. An alkaline living lifestyle. It's not that hard, but we have to make some changes and three very specific steps. Alkaline water, alkalizing green superfood for the alkalizing vegetables in there, and the alkalizing supplementation of specifically enzymes, probiotics, and minerals. I hope that tonight has been learning for you. It certainly has been for me. As we've written this book, that again is going to be available on the 15th of March, we're launching it at the health convention, the Completing Your Health Puzzle Conference in Nashville, Tennessee on March 15th. There are still tickets available to that. It's going to be a fantastic conference, but we're launching that book there. If you want to be on the mailing list when that book becomes available, feel free to email us at info@corehealthproducts.com. Or if you're already on our mailing list or Facebook, you'll hear about it there. But I believe that this book is truly going to give some direction. It's going to give the symptoms, and it's going to give direction to how do we truly step-by-step become alkaline. We cannot just drink water. We cannot just take supplements. We cannot just do a few things. There is a systematic approach and step, and I think that we've addressed that very, very effectively in this book, and I hope that I have from an overview on tonight's call. So with that, our format for the future, guys, as you probably already realized this all right here, is our call is going to be about an hour long, and it's, again, going to be very cram-packed with good, solid information that has been supported all through the month in Facebooks and tweets and blogs and emails and videos that I'm going to be doing and sending them out on a weekly basis. We've got a lot planned. My staff is phenomenal for getting all this put together and planned, and so that's how it's going to be. Now, one other addition that we're adding to make the coming year a little bit more fun is we're not necessarily going to give you all the answers to the specials that we're going to offer every month. Instead, we're going to make you work for it a little bit, and it may be in the form of answering a trivia question. It may be in the form of whatever it is. Okay, tonight, to find out what the coupon code is, you're going to have to go to our Facebook page, and right on the front part, you're going to see a post that we just put up there. The special I will share with you. The special is around the Core Greens, our brand, you know, our newest product. We have a 5-ounce Core Greens, and we have a 16-ounce Core Greens, a 1-month supply and a 3-month supply, basically. For tonight's special, anybody that buys 2 Core Greens, 5-ounce, you're going to get a free digestive health in your order. Anybody that buys 1 16-ounce Core Greens will also get a free digestive health in their order. The reason we're doing digestive health is because that will complete what those 3 steps that I said becoming alkalizing consists of. You all should already have good alkaline ionized water. When you order the Core Greens, you're also going to get the digestive enzymes and the probiotics and the minerals that are needed. So by taking advantage of tonight's special, you are truly having and making available all 3 steps of super alkalizing the body. Guys, we're going to stay committed to teaching alkaline lifestyle. We're going to stay committed to making sure that our products are formulated in a way that they will be alkalizing to the body. We're going to stay committed to providing the tools and the books and the DVDs and CDs necessary for people to learn how to live that alkaline lifestyle. So to learn what the coupon code is tonight, go to Facebook, right on the front there, you're going to see what the special is and how you take advantage of it, what the coupon code is, and I'm going to ask you a favor. And that is, as a friend, as a colleague, when you go to our Facebook page, please take a few minutes and like that page. You just click on like, it's a little ways down, you just see it, click and like our page so that you can stay up to date on all the things that we are doing. And then if you would also, a little further down, you can invite all of your friends to at least take a look at our page, and maybe they will like it and follow us as well. It's part of my mission and my passion to provide all of this information. I'm asking you as a friend and a colleague, please help us get that message out there by sharing our tweets, liking our Facebook pages, sharing our Facebook pages, forwarding them on to others, and supporting these conference calls that we continue to do. So, folks, the last thing I'll say is when you take advantage of this special, when you put the coupon code in, you will not see in the cart an extra digestive health. Okay? We will automatically add it in there. You will not see it. We know that when you put the coupon code in, you get a free digestive health with those greens. So don't call us and say it's not in there. We know it. We will add it. I hope this has been great for everybody. I love doing it. I thank you all for your support, for your continued support, and I can't wait to see you all, whether it be in Nashville on March 15th or in some other event that we're working on. Thank you all so much. Have a great night. God bless, and may you have an alkaline evening. Goodbye.
Hey,
yeah, that guy's pretty nice.
We're going anywhere, so.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. What a call, Sam. Thank you, Mr. Stratton.